The Substitute Plan. 1 Samuel 15. As believers, we have the special privilege of being chosen by God. Before we were even born, God knew us. He had a specific plan for our lives that involves our growth and service to others, all for His glory. But the key to fulfilling His plan and leading a more abundant life is tied up in one core concept that should govern every aspect of our lives: obedience. 1 Samuel 15 is a perfect illustration of the potential consequences we could experience when we deviate from God's plan and substitute our own. Saul learned the hard way that partial obedience is disobedience, and that substitute plans come with a price. Saul, from the tribe of Benjamin, was made king over Israel. One day, the prophet Samuel gave him specific instructions from the Lord to completely destroy everything concerning the Amalekites, a heathenistic, idolatrous group who opposed Israel after the exodus from Egypt. The Lord's instructions were very clear. So Saul gathered his army and defeated the Amalekites. But Saul and the people spared Agag, the king of the Amalekites, and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fattened calves and the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. All that was despised and worthless they devoted to destruction. 1 Samuel 15, 9. Note that verse 9 states that they would not utterly destroy everything like the Lord instructed. It is clear that they made a choice to deviate from the Lord's plan, to, in effect, start a substitute plan. The push towards disobedience. Greed. In verse 12, we find another dimension of this substitute plan. Saul sets up a monument for himself at Carmel. The push towards disobedience. Pride. Verse 13 reveals a third aspect of this plan. When Samuel meets up with Saul, Saul reports to Samuel that, "I have performed the commandment of the Lord," which was a lie. When Samuel confronts him about the sound of the sheep and oxen he hears, Saul goes into a mode of denial, excuses, and blaming others. The push towards disobedience, fear, lying, and an unwillingness to take personal responsibility as king. Remember, a substitute plan comes with a price. If you switch your plan for God's, you forfeit the associated blessings, and more importantly, fellowship with God. The price Saul had to pay for his substitute plan of disobedience was more than he anticipated or could imagine. Rejection by God. Whenever we deviate from the laws, principles, and commands of God, we in effect create a substitute plan for our lives. The longer we walk in sin, the greater the separation from the perfect plan. The price we pay for this type of disobedience can be more than we can afford. What are you substituting for full obedience? Are there half-truths you are replacing for full-truths? Are greed, pride, fear, or lying causing you to walk away from God's best for disobedience? Key point: partial obedience is disobedience. A second key point to remember: rushed or delayed obedience is disobedience. God's timing is perfect and cannot be improved upon. Examine your ways in honesty and humility. Make a choice today to stop working a substitute plan and surrender to the perfect plan. Trust Him. Don't lean on your own understanding, and leave all the consequences to Him.